Our next live show, Friday, November 8th, and we will be celebrating those who have served this country, and we are doing the show at the American Heritage Museum in Hudson and in Stowe. And if you are listening at 8 this morning, I will give you the chance to not only come to our broadcast, which anybody can come to, but also to bring your hero to lunch with a hero afterwards. So we'll do that at 8 this morning. You can also go online at weei.com and scroll your way over to the contest page and then briefly share a story about a veteran that you would like to bring to lunch with a hero at the 110 Grill and to our show on that morning. And we'll select a bunch of you that way as well. But we're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said in sports yesterday at 7:20. So in about 15 minutes or so. And that will be part one because there's a lot that we got to get to. And then we'll do part two later. Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday at 9 on this morning's show. But we have a bunch of leads left this morning. Courtney, hello and hi.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. I know that when we get to our two different They Said It segments, there will be a lot of negativity when it comes to the Patriots. So I just want to look at things glass half full. I know it's very difficult to do right now where we sit in the season, but players were able to address the media yesterday, and of course they were all asked about Gerard Mayo calling them soft. And I just want to read a few different guys and what they had to say, starting with Kayshawn Booty. He said, "We've got to play harder. We're tired of being 1-6. He said he understood where Gerard Mayo was coming from.
Okay.
That's one. Mm-hmm. Keon White maybe had my favorite response of all. I mean, yeah, it's our job. We get paid a lot of money to do this.
Okay.
You never hear guys anymore saying that. You never hear guys say, I'm making millions of dollars to go out there and play football. If we are playing bad and my coach is calling us soft, mm-hmm. that shouldn't bother us. That's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Keon White also said, at some point, you have to be a man and really take pride in your work. We all need to step up. These are guys that you're going to hear other parts of what they had to say, and they'll be negative when it comes to this franchise and this team this season. But when it comes to Gerard Mayo, I do not think that there is a mutiny when it comes to the head coach. I do not think that they are turning on Gerard Mayo.
Okay.
I think Gerard Mayo still has the ear of them. I really, and I said this yesterday, I wish Gerard Mayo hadn't walked back his comments.
Yeah.
And I wish he had stuck to their soft team, because I think these guys need a kick in the butt.
Right.
And that was it.
And you believe them. Like, you think that it landed the way Gerard Mayo wanted it to land with them when he called them soft.
Yeah, yeah. Wiggy said it as a former player. That's something you never want to be called.
Right.
So I think that was a perfect, perfect sentence to refer to this team.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. Wiggy, good morning.
Good job, Courtney. All right. So the NFL trade deadline is November 5th. This team's going nowhere. We had a caller talk about Cooper Kupp and potentially coming here. And I said, well, if you're the New England Patriots, you got to be looking at this season of, you know, being a wash in the sense of you making the playoffs. And then it's really about you. I get it. The coaches, they're trying to win football games. Front office wants them to see win football games. But if you're a front office, what do you need to do to potentially make this team better? And what I think is you need to look at players that could be disgruntled in other organizations that you might be able to potentially trade for and know that you have them on contract for a couple years. Like one guy, for example, that I would love to see New England go after, he seems like he wants out, and maybe he would, you know, you'd have no choice but to come here, is a guy like Max Crosby that could help your team in the immediate future. Mm-hmm. When you look at, he's got a couple years left on his contract. He's one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. You put him opposite of Keon White. You want to make that defense better. We heard Gerard Mayo talk about their struggles with getting to the quarterback. And maybe he's a player that you could potentially get that gives you some juice and maybe brings in that leadership.
What are you giving up for him?
Second round pick, third round pick.
Okay, just picks.
Yes.
Because there's nobody that anybody wants, really.
No, not really. I mean, if you're the Raiders, I mean, who would you want from this team? I mean, maybe, and the caller brought this up, maybe you throw a guy like Joe Milton in there because the Raiders could be looking in the market for a quarterback, and I know that they're probably going to pick one, but you potentially that's something that they might be interested in. But I think that's what you know, the caller said Cooper Kupp. I think more younger guys that you can get to stay here for next year and build around some of those guys if you can, you know, maybe get potentially some teams willing to trade.
Wiki, this is my favorite lead you've had in a really long time.
I never thought it's
such a good point. They have all this cap space. There's got to be players that are overpaid on other teams that they would like to relinquish, and it's just money here. Then they get here, they can improve the team, maybe improve the culture, get a guy that will be a good lieutenant for Mayo. I think it's a great idea.
You have to somehow, from my perspective, you have to somehow find guys mm-hmm. who want to play for somebody like Gerard Mayo, who played in the league,
right.
And that actually want to be here. There are guys who are making it clear, and we'll get to it during they said it, that they don't want to be
right
here in New England right. on this football team. So, you know, get rid
generally,
of
generally, we can figure who those guys out there. Yeah. All in one room.
They're all in one room. They're all the wide receivers. They're not happy. So right. You got to find guys that somehow want to be here. All right. Shime, did you find that Ty Law audio? When Ty Law was on Tuesday, we had a little discussion about Gerard Mayo and whether or not he was doing enough coaching on the field in game. And here's a little bit of that.
Because I played with Coach Belichick, the greatest, you expect all coaches to kind of mm-hmm. handle it that way, especially being a defensive guy and right. they're having most of their problems. They have problems all across the board, but especially on defense. So when Gerard doesn't come over to grab the tablet or whatever they're doing mm-hmm. and jumping up in everybody's face and getting in their grill, that is a little bit different. But some people just, you know, delegate to to their coordinators.
Okay. So, as a follow-up yesterday, and there's been a lot of criticism on this show and everywhere else of Gerard Mayo, as a follow-up, he was asked about Ty Law and those who don't think he's coaching enough out there yesterday, and here's what Gerard Mayo said.
I do engage with the players. I engage with the defense, and I would say I also have a headset where I'm flipping through channels talking to the coordinators. There have been times where I brought those guys up, and there have been times where I've let the coordinators or position coach do their thing, even though we've talked about it on the headset. So,
okay.
It's an interesting point because I would have to, like, look at all the coaches and see which guys don't really call a defense or call the offense. Like, we know Mike McDaniels is the kind of play caller in Miami. Same with Sean McVay. So they're getting involved in the offense. But a guy that lets his coordinator and on both sides do it, see how much he engaged. Because it is kind of unusual to me to not see the head coach jump into whatever side of the ball he's comfortable on during the game.
I feel like I need receipts on what he is actually listening to on his headset. Like, is it? Is it a great tune?
Yeah. Or it's probably a fire drill. You know, like a frantic 911 call. What should we do here? Oh my God! Does anybody have any ideas? It's 3-1. What are we gonna do here? Somebody please help me out. Probably one of those. But isn't it kind of interesting? And Ty's right. You know, with Bill never really came over to the offense. He might have came over and said, "Hey, we gotta be a little bit more. You know, we gotta run the ball. We gotta win our 1-on-1 battles, whatever it is." Yeah. But he wasn't really coming in to give X's and O's would on defense.
If a situation was dire, I would love when Bill would grab the defense, yank them all together, and start coaching them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you just don't see that.
No, you don't.
You haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, haven't.
From Gerard Mayo.
Apparently, he spent all of practice yesterday with the linebackers.
Okay.
That is where he was all of practice yesterday from the boots on the ground. Yeah. Everybody saying it was different that he had spent his entire time with them yesterday.
And Bill used to do that. I remember Bill would, especially defensively, would go to different positions and spend the whole time at those positions just coaching different techniques and, you know, different drills and, you know, communication. But, yeah, it is very interesting that you really don't, at least I haven't seen or they haven't highlighted Gerard Mayo. But that's something I'll be looking for. I really didn't even notice that.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads. Wiggy, clear up for a texter who was listening yesterday and heard you say that this franchise needs veterans in the locker room from a leadership perspective, how that may contradict what you said during your lead this morning, that they need younger guys.
No, I said going after younger guys in the sense of like a Max Crosby who's only 27 years old or a T. Higgins who's, you know, 26 that have been in the league, but they're younger in the sense where, you know, they have more than just 1 year of playing like with Cooper Kupp. So younger guy, but they still are veterans that will be able to build a culture in that locker room.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Excellent. We are going to get to They Said It in a few minutes. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, part one. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
A lot of guys out of Patriots practice yesterday. There was no Jalen Polk, Ramondre Stevenson, Curtis Jacobs, Laydon Robinson, Anfernee Jennings, Vidarian Lowe, or Keon White. And KJ Osborne did clarify that call me celebration in London that he did, saying it meant, quote, call God.
All right.
For the Panthers, Bryce Young will be back in at quarterback against the Broncos this weekend after Andy Dalton was in a car accident and injured his thumb on Tuesday. Thursday Night Football will see the Vikings at the Rams. Kickoff at 8:15. You can listen to that right here on EEI.
Interesting line on this one, Shyam. If it remains where it was last night when I was looking at it, it was 2.5.
Yeah, Vikings favored by 2.5. It's been that kind of line all week here. It's interesting in the fact it's actually up to 3 now. Vikings by 3. I think the Vikings are a great team, but having gone in such a physical game against the Lions and then on short rest having to go out to L.A. feels a bit trappy to me, especially because there was, for a long time, the Lions curse. Have you heard of this?
No.
Anytime a team played the Lions 1 week, they would lose in the following game. This may be a stay away for me because it feels a little trappy to me, a little rat liney to me.
That's because Dan Campbell's teams are so vicious.
They're physical, man. They beat the crap out of you.
And Greg, you brought up the Sam Darnold thing could be interesting with the players in that locker room of if they're openly trying to trade him. Mm-hmm. If you're the starting quarterback and you're hearing these things, or your other players in that locker room knowing that the team could be looking for the guy that you're going to be going against, you know?
The Celtics are on the road tonight taking on the Washington Wizards. Tip is at 7, the same time that the puck drops for the Bruins and Stars at the TD Garden. Mike Milbury will join us this morning at 9 to talk all things bees. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Right now in the beautiful city of Boston, 57 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high of 66. Tomorrow night at Alumni Stadium, it's going to be gorgeous, crisp in the 50s.
All right.